Please take your Bibles and turn to the book of Mark, chapter 15. And as you're turning there, I'll read to you from 1 Peter, chapter 1, verses 18 through 20. 1 Peter, chapter 1, beginning at verse 18, it says, "For as much as ye know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you." Acts chapter 2, verses 23 and 24 says, "Him," Jesus, "being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it." Shall we stand together if you are able? Mark chapter 15, we'll read verses 1 through 5, Mark chapter 15. And the scriptures are sufficient for a message on this day. And it says, "And straightway in the morning the chief priest held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council, and bound Jesus and carried him away and delivered him to Pilate. And Pilate asked him, 'Art thou the king of the Jews?' And he answering said unto him, 'Thou sayest it.' And the chief priest accused him of many things, but he answered nothing. And Pilate asked him again, saying, 'Answerest thou nothing? Behold, how many things they witness against thee.' But Jesus yet answered nothing, so that Pilate marveled." Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that we remember the resurrection of our risen Savior. And Lord, may it be a day that we remember because of the deed that was done, that Christ died for us, was buried, and rose again triumphant over death. Thank you, Lord, for this victory. And thank you for the salvation we have through Jesus Christ. And we ask this in Jesus' name and with thanksgiving. Amen. Thank you, and you may be seated. If you would, the book of Luke chapter 23, we'll begin reading at verse 22. Luke 23, one of the groups that we will be sending our Good Friday offering to is BEAMS. And BEAMS provide Bibles to missionaries in countries where most of the people are unable to receive a Bible. We often take it for granted that we have one. It ought to be a prized possession and one that we are not afraid to use regularly. But Luke 23, beginning at verse 22, Luke 23, 22. "And he said unto them the third time, 'Why, what evil hast he done? I have found no cause of death in him. I will therefore chastise him and let him go.' And they were instant with loud voices, requiring that he might be crucified. And the voices of them and of the chief priests prevailed. And Pilate gave sentence that it should be as they required. And he released unto them him that for sedition and murder was cast into prison, whom they had desired, but he delivered Jesus to their will. And as they led him away, they laid hold upon one Simon, a Cyrenian, coming out of the country, and on him they laid the cross, that he might bear it after Jesus." Barabbas has been released, and Jesus, the creator of the world, will be crucified. Again, back to Mark chapter 15. Mark chapter 15, and we'll begin reading at verse 22. Mark 15, 22, and they bring him unto the place Golgotha, which is, being interpreted, the place of a skull. And they gave him to drink wine mingled with myrrh, but he received it not. And when they had crucified him, they parted his garments, casting lots upon them, that every man should take. And it was the third hour, and they crucified him. And the superscription of his accusation was written over the King of the Jews. And with him they crucified two thieves, the one on his right hand and the other on his left. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, and he was numbered with the transgressors. And they that passed by railed on him, wagging their heads and saying, ah, thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself and come down from the cross. Likewise also the chief priests mocking said among themselves with the scribes, he saved others, himself he cannot save. Let Christ the King of Israel descend now from the cross, that we may see and believe. And they that were crucified with him reviled him. And when the sixth hour was come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, Elama sabachthani, which is being interpreted, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? God estranged from God. For God the Father could not look upon God the Son because he was bearing our sins. He died that all could know him as their personal Savior, that all could have their sins forgiven. Unfortunately, there is only a remnant that will receive. The Bible tells us that there are many that find the way to destruction, but only a few that will find the way to everlasting life. What a privilege it is for you to hear the sound of the gospel. To know that Jesus Christ did die for each and every one of us. But we have to make the decision to follow him. If you would, the book of Matthew chapter 27. Matthew chapter 27. We'll begin reading at verse 22. Matthew 27, verse 22. Pilate saith unto them, what shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? They all say unto him, let him be crucified. And the governor said, why? What evil hath he done? But they cried out the more, saying, let him be crucified. Then Pilate saw that he would prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made. He took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person, see ye to it. Then answered all the people and said, his blood be on us and on our children. Some have well said that the Jewish people have suffered greatly because of this very thought, that they said, let his blood be upon us. But may I say this, we need to remember that Christ's blood was shed so that we can know Christ. And those who reject it will suffer the wrath of God for all eternity. And then in verse 36 here in Matthew 27, and sitting down, they watched him there. Many are curious about this day. And no, it has nothing to do with chocolate bunnies or Easter eggs and hard-boiled eggs. What it has to do really is about Jesus Christ. And the fact that Jesus Christ came to die, and he did that for us. If you would, the book of John chapter 19, the book of John chapter 19, And we'll read verses 26 through 30. John 19, beginning at verse 26. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then said he to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour that disciple took her unto his own home. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar and put it upon hyssop and put it to his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, It is finished. He bowed his head and gave up the ghost. In the bulletin, you'll find a little thought about that thought. It is finished. The price has been paid. The ransom has been made. Our Redeemer has given all so that we can have salvation through Jesus Christ. It is finished. We cannot earn our way into heaven. It's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but it is through his shed blood that we can have salvation. He paid the full price. Luke chapter 24. It is my favorite of the resurrection stories. Luke chapter 24, and we'll begin reading at verse 1. It says, Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came into the sepulcher, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. I know that many times Sunday is considered part of the weekend, but in fact, Sunday is the first day of the week. And Christ arose on the first day of the week, and that is why we gather together on the first day of the week. Interestingly enough, there are those who say that they have nothing to do with the Lord, but yet the business week begins on Monday because we are to serve the Lord on Sunday. And verse 2 says, And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulcher. May I say this, Christ did not need the stone rolled away to leave the tomb. The stone is rolled away so that we can see that the tomb is empty. That it is empty because he is risen from the dead and he has left it. And verse 3 says, And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. It came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? May I say this, do not try to find your spiritual satisfaction amongst the dead things of this society. Salvation is only through a living Lord. And that is Jesus Christ. Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and on the third day rise again. Our last scripture that we'll be turning to is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. We'll begin reading at verse 3. And Paul is writing to this small body of believers in the city of Corinth. And he says, For I delivered unto you first of all that which also, or I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12, and that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some have fallen asleep. There were many witnesses to the resurrection and to the risen Savior. My favorite Resurrection Sunday story is about a 12-year-old boy named Jeremy. Jeremy was terminally ill. He was only in the second grade. He was tolerated due to the fact that he was an exasperating student. And as the school year was approaching spring, Jeremy's teacher, Miss Miller, brought in 20 leg eggs. Now, I don't know if legs still have eggs, but you that are old enough remember leg eggs. And she asked her class to take the eggs home and bring them back with something that represented new life. Even if it was just a picture of an object. Well, one girl brought in her leg egg, a flower. Another brought in a butterfly. Yet another brought in a moss-covered rock. Then Miss Miller opened a leg egg and found it empty. The children laughed. The teacher quickly guessed it was Jeremy's and laid it down without comment. Jeremy quickly asked, "Aren't you going to talk about my egg, Miss Miller?" She responded, "But it's empty." He looked softly at her and said, "Yes, but Jesus' tomb was empty too." Miss Miller immediately sent the kids out for recess and spent the time crying. 3 months later, Jeremy died. In his coffin, his classmates had placed 19 empty plastic leg eggs. You see, Jeremy knew that due to the empty tomb, we can have new life. Do you know the Lord is your Savior today? I'd like to read you some of my favorite verses in the Bible from the book of Romans. I'll begin reading in Romans chapter 5, verse 6. "For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man would some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life." Shall we stand together? We're going to sing a song of invitation. We never make somebody come to the altar, only if you so choose, but maybe you'd like to come and pray even today. If you've never accepted Christ as your Savior, we'd be glad to have someone show you from the Word of God what must be done. You can come and pray by yourself, or we'd be glad to pray with you if you let us know. Dear Heavenly Father, we again come thanking you for all that was done at Calvary. We thank you for the empty tomb. We thank you for the risen Savior. And Lord, we pray now for those today that may not know thee as Savior. Lord, we pray for that one that is nearest hell even right now, that they would come to know thee before it is everlastingly too late. And we ask this in Jesus' name and with thanksgiving. Amen.